It's just after 9:30 in Tehran, and state media in Iran have confirmed that the country's president, Ibrahim Raisi, and foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, have been killed in a helicopter crash in the north of the country. There has been no official confirmation yet from the government. We're joined now by Sebastian Usher, Middle East correspondent with the BBC. Sebastian, you're very welcome. Good morning. What is the very latest that you have?
Well, as you're saying, I mean, this confirmation comes after many hours of speculation, as the rescue operation was mounted in very difficult conditions in the far northwest of Iran, where the helicopter came down around about midday Iranian time yesterday. The weather conditions, which, you know, are regularly very bad in that area in any case, were adverse, with heavy fog and heavy rain. We don't know if that played a part in the crash itself. State TV had been for hours essentially showing video of people praying in mosques for the safety of the president and the foreign minister. There had been a statement by the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, both calling on people to do that, but also to be reassured that there would be no disruption to the running of a country. And that message has been repeated and reinforced by officials throughout. I think that's very much the other message that they're trying to get across. One is that the country is in mourning for the president, for the foreign minister, and for the others who died on the helicopter as well. There was the local governor, there were the bodyguards, and of course the crew, who all perished. But very, very much saying that this doesn't change anything in the running of the country for now. That is really how the Iranian political elite wants to have both its own citizens and the rest of the world perceive what's happened.
I'll get to your assessment of that in just a moment, Sebastian, but there's no suggestion at this stage, is there, of an attack on this aircraft?
There's been no, I mean, we have no indication so far of what caused the crash, and we certainly have no indication whatsoever that there was any foul play involved. I mean, this was a helicopter that was aging. There's been a lot of talk about the sanctions that have been imposed on Iran for a long time, meaning that supplies for its fleet of aircraft, of helicopters, has fallen short. There have been such crashes in the past involving officials with helicopters, so obviously that has raised questions which haven't been raised within Iran itself, but certainly from outside, over what decision had been made to fly in those conditions in helicopters that, you know, I mean, you're talking about the number two and number three in the pecking order politically in Iran. So it does seem, you know, extraordinary that they would be flying in conditions that were in themselves potentially dangerous, in a craft which was not perhaps one that was entirely sound. So I think those questions are there. Obviously, that's not something that the authorities themselves, I think, are going to engage with. So no, but I mean, there will be speculation, there will be conspiracy theories, as I'm sure you know, we're going to carry on and discuss. This is a moment in the Middle East when Iran, which, you know, plays a key role there, it's a very, very difficult, very complex moment. So, you know, people are very nervous and heightened when something like this happens. I mean, this is another unexpected, problematic occurrence that throws another spanner in the works, essentially.
And you mentioned the Supreme Leader calling on Iranians to pray, and there have been people gathering at various locations. It appears to be following the playbook of how deaths like the president's are handled in Iran. But is it possible to judge how Iranians, 85 million of them, would feel about the death of President Raisi?
Well, I think, I mean, from a personal perspective, you know, a sense of great grief over him as a player who's been around for decades may not go that deep. I mean, obviously, he will have supporters, but the election that he won in 2021 was seen widely as pretty much stage managed. There was a very, very low turnout, and it was followed not that long after by mass protests that were sparked by the death of a young woman in the custody of the morality police, and they were demanding root and branch reform. It was the biggest challenge to the theocracy that's run Iran since the revolution in 1979 in the history of its time in power. It was put down through repression, people no longer out on the streets. But those demands, that feeling runs deep in Iran. So there's going to be no tears shed by those people. What the authorities will be concerned about, and I've seen that the cyber police, for example, has said that people will be very closely monitored for what they put out on social media, on any kind of forum that might be seen as suspect. They will be absolutely vigilant over whether this event could reignite those calls, possibly those protests. I mean, I think it's unlikely to happen in the short term, but it certainly will be a factor.
We'll have more on this later in the programme. For now, Sebastian Usher, Middle East correspondent with the BBC. Thanks.